Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How about this? It's called the bagpipe blow-up. You've heard, I mean, obviously the whole Karen thing couldn't be more played out, but this is the epitome of that energy. And it's one of the worst, like, this is the combination of a Karen and a don't you know who I am from somebody who is not someone anyone would know, but they know someone who's an I am.
Ooh, wow.
A bagpipe blow up after a memorial man says a woman got mad at him for playing his music.
Now she's accused of assaulting the man's wife. ABC 13's Luke Jones is live in Memorial with the story you'll see only on 13.
Yeah, quite the dust up here along this bike trail Memorial Day. A man playing his bagpipes when he says a 76-year-old woman angrily confronts him, demanding he stop playing. And he says she wanted him to know exactly who her husband is. It's a cherished instrument in Scott Gibbs' native Scotland.
My grandfather gave them to me.
And a cherished tradition.
I taught my son how to play.
In his family. A tradition he sometimes likes to share with passers-by.
Yes, but did they want to be shared with,
right?
I mean, let's be honest here. I want to stick up for the musician, but you're in a park playing bagpipes.
Bagpipes are pretty polarizing, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I love them in the right situation, yeah. You know, but maybe not then.
I like them.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't bother me.
I can understand that not everybody would be into it.
But even if you'd... I mean, I guess if you had gone to the park to kind of lay out and chill or read a book, it'd be pretty annoying. Yeah. They're very loud.
This doesn't look so much like a park as it does like a walking trail.
Bike trail, yeah.
On the Terry Hershey Park Trail along Buffalo Bayou.
Texans just love the sound of the pipe.
Except perhaps this one.
Yeah, they do.
Monday.
Yeah, okay.
Love the sound of the pipe.
This Precinct 5 Constable's office says 76-year-old Eunice Isger had a...
Eunice Isger.
Oh, my God. Has there ever been a less sexy name than Eunice Isger?
office says 76-year-old Eunice Isger had a bone to pick with Gibbs' bagpipe playing.
Did you notice what she was doing to him to try to get him to stop playing?
Yeah, she's using her flashlight from her phone in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What an obnoxious dick that lady is.
What?
She's trying to shine him like a deer.
Yeah.
Playing.
She said, I had no right to play here in this public park.
And Gibbs says it wasn't long before she introduced her husband to the conversation.
Wow, her breasts are in a weird area.
What?
Oh my gosh. If she looked up online, like if she wanted to kill herself and she said, where is the heart? And the online thing said, under your left breast, she would shoot a hole in her knee.
Dude, yeah. She could hacky sack with those things.
Yeah.
They're big.
Yeah, that's like when a kid doesn't know when to stop with a water balloon.
See, Maitland, silver lining. You don't have to worry about that.
Don't. I always know where to kill myself.
Yeah, see, you got that going for you.
Not what I meant at all, but I see your point.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm going to call my husband. He's a federal judge. And he's going to make you stop.
There's no
she's
way.
She's obviously
that,
not a legal scholar.
Oh,
that's not what
God.
Federal judges do.
No, but that is not the first time that woman has said,
no.
My husband's a judge and I'll call him.
Yeah.
Record show, Isger is married to a man with the same name as a U.S. bankruptcy judge.
A bankruptcy judge. The number one force for battles of bagpipes.
I thought they were just going to say married to a man with the same name as her. Surprisingly,
Eunice Isger. Judge Eunice Isger here. You're a man.
See, judge. The constable's office says it's their understanding Isger's married to a judge since he's not facing any charges.
His boobs are as big, but they're higher up.
Yeah.
We're not naming him. Gibbs says Isger did call him to the scene.
She was very aggressive, yelling and screaming.
Video shot by Gibbs' wife shows the woman standing inches from Gibb, phone out, and trained on him as he continues to play.
Literally stuck it right in my face, blinding my eyes.
But when she notices Gibbs' wife is also recording, He says Isger tries to stop it.
She basically swiped at my wife's face.
Charging documents say Isger struck the victim's arm.
She's a handsome lady.
Oh, my gosh.
Looks like she might have gotten hit in the face.
Does.
And at one point, according to the cops,
she was good looking before the invention of a fork.
Yeah. Back when it was just sharpened sticks and fire, she was a looker.
Yeah.
According to the constable's office, tripped and fell while reaching for the victim's backpack. Not long after, Gibbs says Isger's husband arrives.
Oh, no, and then they took chase.
Walking as fast as they can with their pendulum-like breasts swinging back and forth.
Just battering her knees.
Ma'am, you look like a penis and balls from the waist up.
You could see him and his wife pursuing the victim as she walks along the trail.
As she was walking, she was videoing behind her, and this big guy and the woman were chasing after her.
We found his.
It's not so much a chase. I mean, it's like one of those sad low-speed chases
or a horror movie.
Drunk guy is on a lawnmower.
Oh, look how slow Leatherface is walking. Yeah. They'll get away for sure.
He found Isger at her home.
Just wanted to see if you had any comment.
But she walked away without answering. Her attorney, the lieutenant governor's son, Ryan Patrick, also didn't return requests for comment, and no response from the judge's office.
You can't have people so disrespectful and attacking for no reason at all.
Yeah, that's assault.
It's so funny because this guy couldn't be like more soft-spoken and
right.
calm.
Gentle. He's so gentle.
He's just like, I just wanted to play my bagpipe.
It's a shame he's going to get deported.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isger right now is facing one count of misdemeanor assault. She has no prior criminal history in Harris County, but Gibbs says she actually confronted him about his bagpipe playing weeks prior to this confrontation. That one, he says, purely verbal, no physical altercation there.
Oh, well, she tried to warn you, man. You didn't heed that warning,
right?
Heed.
And he says he never called police. Live in Memorial, Luke Jones, ABC 13, Eyewitness News.
Man, if you're going to say, my husband's coming, he's a federal judge, first of all, you're stupid already. Second of all, he shows up, he's a bankruptcy judge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. He looks like a roll that was left in the water, so it swelled and got in the wrong shape.
That's like saying, my husband's a doctor, and he's a chiropractor.
Oh, God, is there anything worse?
Oh, no.
One of my favorite things, though, is when you know somebody's in the wrong, and they're recording.
Yes.
I love it.
And boy, it happens a lot.
It sure does.
They are so sure they're going to win.
I'm like, wow, keep going. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
You're killing me. Keep it up.
I love this.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.